going to dive into a Board of Education meeting recap now, as we have Tina, the Director of Communications for the North Platte Public School District, joining us, and Joanne Lundgren, a Board of Education member. And Joanne, what ward do you represent? Do you remember?
I can't remember the number.
It gets so confusing with them all. And I struggle to remember because it's always City Council, Board of Education, County Commissioners. There's a lot to keep track of.
Mostly the north side. Okay. So a little bit of the east side, but mostly the north. So.
Very comparable to what the City Council's fourth ward enfolds, I believe.
I believe that'd be right. Yeah, I think that's right.
So last night's meeting was a quick meeting we were talking about. Nothing too exciting on the agenda other than the communications presentation, right?
Absolutely, Tristan. You know, not biased whatsoever, but I think the communications piece was pretty enlightening last night. We talked through where we started 18 months ago when I started with the school district, then meeting the needs that the school board as well as the district administration had set forth, and where we're going. So I think it went pretty well, and we launched a new website. So we want folks to go out and take a look at that. It's the same URL, so nppsd.org. But we've also launched a new app. So take a look on your phone in your App Store or your Google Play Store and look for us at North Platte School District, North Platte School District for that app.
That's the North Platte School District. Is the website different, or is it brand new and separate?
Brand new, same URL, so that nppsd.org.
Revamped.
Revamped. We went from one company to another, and totally different look and feel. So take a look, but also explore in that website. You're going to find things located a little differently. The menu is actually the highlight of it. So when you're looking for something on each one of the school's pages, click on that menu button, and you'll be able to find it.
It'll open up to a world of possibilities, probably.
Absolutely.
There's a lot going on at the school district, and your boys had an interesting website with a lot of features. So.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be interesting.
And similar information presented on the new app then too, Tina?
Yes. So the app actually feeds directly from the website. It's not a separate entity.
Hand in hand.
Hand in hand. You can roll information from one school to the next. And then the fun part is you can connect directly with staff from either the app or the website.
How convenient.
So if a person needs to find a particular staff member, they just click on that school, click on staff, and then look for the staff member they're trying to locate.
So you've really built a one-stop shop then for parents, educators, students?
Absolutely. Convenience and streamlining really have been the focus of this site. Cleaning it up, putting some fresh new faces on there. Most of them are masked, if you notice that. Anyone that's not in a mask is because they were at a practice.
Sure.
Or meeting some
guidelines.
Plenty
of social distancing.
Exactly. So this year, we kind of giggled when we rolled out all those new photos, and Dr. Hansen actually said to me, Tina, do you think we're going to change these photos as we go through? Absolutely. As soon as we can get out a mask,
Updating
so we can see these kiddos' full faces.
Oh, the challenges that we never thought we would face.
Exactly, yeah. So it's pretty exciting. You'll be able to find all the board information still on the district site. So anybody that's looking for information about what the board's up to, getting to know them a little bit better, just right there on that menu site.
Okay.
Are there ways to reach out to the board from the website, too?
Absolutely, yep. So they'll be able to find Joanne as the vice president, click next to her name, and they can connect directly to her email.
Cool. Awesome. Convenient. And Joanne, I'm sure you love this, too, because that's a feature that makes it easier for constituents to reach out to you and voice concerns or opinions.
I do appreciate it, and I really appreciate the look of the new website and the app. I spent a little bit of time with Tina before she came to the board meeting last night. It was a week or so ago, and she was able to share with me some of her plans just with the communication plan. And so there's some pretty exciting things in store as we're looking forward, and I'm not going to steal any of that thunder. We're going to wait for the time to come, but there's some really exciting stuff that I can't wait for her to be able to share.
Exciting things coming around the corner.
Absolutely. And I will say, Tristan, the one of the major goals from the communications department is involvement, honest and open trust with our community and our students and staff. So we'll continue to focus in that direction and getting people involved from the community as well as students to help tell the story of North Platte Public Schools, because it's an amazing story. We have great programs at the district. We have exciting things going on every day in mm-hmm. every building, and we need folks who want to tell that story and can answer questions out in our public sharing the good news.
Anything else
from... That sounds great. I think that sounds great.
Anything else from last night's meeting that you guys want to recap with us?
Well, I think I am going to mention one of the things that we added to the strategic plan is we're going to start looking into busing.
Okay.
And that's something that it's going to take us a couple of years to fully understand, you know, if there is, in fact, a need and what that might cost or look like. But I think that's something that a lot of people have an interest in. And so it'll be interesting to see how that all fleshes out and if it will be beneficial to us or not.
Yeah, definitely worth investigating.
Yeah, for sure.
That sounds kind of ambitious. Take a couple years, you think, to
Especially by the time you have to figure out, you know, if we did do busing, where the bus stops would be and mm-hmm. where the needs are for busing. I've had several constituents on the outskirt areas of town that have expressed that, and we'll also be able to look into, because per state statute, if you live more than 4 miles away from your school, mm-hmm. then we reimburse where we don't offer busing. And so we'll be taking a look at that from that standpoint, too. You know, if there would be a savings if we went to busing versus, you know, just continuing to pay people that drive in. So I think it'll be interesting to kind of look into that. Another piece of that, too, is just we have parents that have kids that are 14. Even when you're 15, 16-year-old is driving and the weather is bad, and, you know, and so you have to have some considerations for those things, too, that on bad weather days that there's a lot more parents that are bringing their kids in just because of the road conditions. And so is there some benefit there as well?
Yeah, and I hear from parents, or I'm aware that some parents have a child at more than one building, too, and it's kind of a strain on them to get them picked up and delivered on time, and so maybe that's a factor, too. Is that...
Yep, for sure. That's something that we're going to be looking at, and we have different work schedules, you know, with people that work at the DC or the railroad or... you know, just so there's a lot of things to consider when you're looking at even school schedules. So
absolutely.
Of course, cost is always a factor, and I imagine that'll be a big consideration too.
Definitely. Yep.
Well, that sounds interesting and an interesting project to tackle, I'm sure.
It will be.
It will be. But I think it's just important for folks to understand that we're hearing you. We want you to know that, you know, we see this as a need within the district, and we want to at least accommodate the request to look into it. So we see it as a need as well, and with the board's encouragement, I think that this will be a good investigation so we can at least have some solid answers when people ask the questions about why we do or do not have busing around the town.
Well, Tina, you've done a great job with communications, I think, since you started here, and I've enjoyed working with you and appreciate all you do.
Thank you, George.
Make you know, the public feel like they're being heard and to communicate with them. And that's an important thing. And when you've got, well, I always call it the leading school district in this part of the state, it's a big district, and there's a lot of things going on, a lot of things to communicate. So I think you've done a great job at it.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate thanks for your work.
That. Yeah, it's actually been really fun. Joanne called me one day or messaged and said, "Hey, can we chat?" And I said, "Yeah." And we started talking. I said, "Well, Joanne, you remember I had only been here like, what was it, 15 months?" And she's like, "Oh, it feels like you've been here a lot longer."
That's the impact of the coronavirus.
I said, yeah. And so as we began talking about the things that have changed and we've made adaptations to, I think it's just going to continue to grow and have fun. I love getting feedback from our constituents, from our board, from the administration. I want to make sure that the communications department is doing its job mm-hmm. and listening and sharing. I mean, we've got great things going on, but, you know, I mentioned last night to the board, we've had some really difficult decisions that had to be communicated out. You know, closing mm-hmm. schools is not something that you want to be the spokesperson for, but during
right.
the pandemic, that kind of is. And I felt right. last year around this time like I was the Grinch who stole school. So this year, hopefully we don't have that same impact, and we can continue to grow those relationships around the community.
Well, and one thing that I would like to add too is I think that people don't really realize the changes that have happened in the last 6-7 years. We went from people wearing multiple hats to being able to separate those jobs out a little bit, where we have our curriculum directors, where we have someone like Tina who's doing communications, and those all used to be a job that one person would have, mm-hmm. you know, and there definitely is enough work for multiple people to be able to do those jobs and to do them well. So
absolutely. Had a legislative update last night, the Board of Education meeting as well, from Stewart, and then I'm sure Skip had some information as well. Is there anything in particular that's coming through the legislature that the North Platte Public School Board is paying attention to, Joanne?
I know there's some things with taxes. I don't know that there was anything real.
Yeah, so they were on break yesterday, and mm-hmm. That made it a little easier to talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I think Stewart said that today will be the first day of the floor debate, so
yep.
most of the things are out of committee, and so he listed off several things, but nothing that was real striking that I can recall.
It's still a little early in the session,
yeah.
But there are always a lot of things in there. You always say, keep your head down when the legislature's in session.
Sure.
But I'm sure you're watching it, and Stuart, I know, watches close, and I think some of the board members, too.
Yeah, we have several board members that are really tuned into that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's probably good.
Definitely.
Anything else you gals want to add this morning?
Well, I think just to say thank you to our public for continuing to stay the course and helping us keep our schools open. It's really important for you to know that we couldn't have done it this far without the help of our community, and we really greatly appreciate being able to have in-person learning for those who wanted to do that. Our yep. activities have just been amazing this year. We've had some great successes,
yeah.
really
academically,
good success.
Yeah. Athletically, and so on. So it's not without saying our public has done a great job in helping us with that. So as I celebrate my 18th month anniversary today of being
today.
With the district, I just want to thank everybody for being so welcoming to the communications role and letting us just kind of get our feet wet. And by us, I'm really talking about myself here. And, you know, and just kind of taking off and getting familiar with the needs of the district. So,
if I can just real quick put in a plug too, we have our musical coming up next week.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, plug for that.
Yep,
right.
The 19th, 20th, 21st, and tickets are on sale now. I understand that opening night there will also be an option to view that virtually instead
oh,
of being
awesome.
In person. So you can choose opening night to either watch it virtually or go in person. So,
coming
yeah,
right up.
Yep, these kids have put in a lot of work, so it's exciting.
They're always nice productions. They're just always great. And what's the dates again?
The 19th, 20th, and 21st.
It's coming right
awesome.
Up.
Yeah.
And you can find a link to buy those tickets right there on that new website, so mppsd.org. Mm-hmm. You can find it on the district page or on the high school page. So. Yeah.
Cool.
So, thank
well,
you.
That's a reason to go in there and poke around today.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do a little browsing. Joanne, Tina, we sure appreciate the time. Good to have you guys in the studio. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning with George Lobby and myself right after this on Husker Radio's KODY.